Welcome back to Some Offense Intended. I am Jeremy Robinson.
I am Mike Mick.
And this will be January 30th when it drops. We're getting back a week ahead, so.
Yes.
We're recording this a day after yesterday's, last week's.
A day after yesterday.
The time's a wibbly wobbly, timey wimey thing.
Yeah.
Not linear.
We will get it out there, though. You will hear it. I hope. I mean, if I'm describing this and you're hearing it.
So. Eggs, like the price of eggs is insane, obviously.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I kind of feel like it's a, like people don't understand, like, because even when people were toilet paper crazy, I feel like toilet paper prices weren't super gougy.
No, they weren't.
At the store.
I mean, if you had to buy them online from someplace, some of them were a little expensive.
Yeah, people were, because you can just repost it on Amazon immediately. Like, if you have an Amazon store,
yeah,
you buy it from Amazon. And they ship it to Amazon, so you don't even have to take receipt of it, and then you can just sell it from your Amazon store.
Yeah.
So it was free shipping there, and then it's going to be whatever. So you could just take delivery.
But like you showed me you showed me some for sale on Wish.
Yeah.
Which, that's a long shipping. Fortunately, I didn't have to go to that by the time when I considered it, that some showed up at Walmart.
I've gotten stuff from Wish that I've gotten pretty quick shipping before, so... I don't know. Anyway.
That one, I don't want to wait on.
So, eggs, just like there's quite a few other things going on right now about it too, but eggs have gone up. They're like $5 a dozen right now. I almost said a gallon. That's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
They're like $5 a dozen right now. And they used to be like fucking $2 a dozen.
Yeah.
Like 6 months ago.
I've heard even higher than five.
Yeah, some people I've read.
Somebody told me seven.
Like $6-$7 a dozen. Well, they're fucking, organic. Let me get only the brown with pink speckled, dinosaur shapes on the eggs.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be $15 a dozen.
And it has to be raptors. It can't be any other dinosaur.
Yeah, no. You can't fucking, there's no triceratops.
No tricycle tops.
But yeah, that's going to be $15 a dozen.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, it's coming out now, like, everybody's like, oh, well, there might be something fishy here.
Yeah.
Because the main egg supplier, at least on the West Coast, it might be for the whole states, is they have reported a 65% increase in profit in the first quarter of 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. You charge more, if you sell it, you make more.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, like, farmers aren't charging more. Like, it's all still the same. They're just price gouging because people are snatching it up. Like, it's going out of style. Like, oh, there's going to be an egg shortage. No, there's not.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I was watching TV last night and I saw a commercial and these people are on there. Why do they call it this kind of farms and that kind of farms? And then they show these warehouses. Like, when the chickens are kept here, you need to buy our chickens. Ours are free range. They're organic. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Eggs are so expensive right now. Now you want me to buy organic on top of that?
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can take those farm fresh that you said, like free range. Those are called runaway chickens. That's what they are. They're not free range. If you don't know where they're at, then they're not free range there. They're runaways.
But yeah, so that's... And that... I don't remember what else I was looking at that was like obvious price gouging of... I think it was meats, like most groceries.
Yeah.
Of like Walmart and several other like major stores are reporting like 30-40% increases in profit. When like obviously groceries are more expensive now.
Yeah. I mean there's inflation, but
right, but inflation doesn't increase profits.
Yeah. I was gonna say
inflation hits across the board.
Yeah.
So, like, their profit margin would stay the same. Like, inflation, instead of a dollar.
The eggs are artificial inflation. That's gouging is what that's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like eggs, but I'm not buying them.
So, to keep it in the grocery store, I saw an article earlier that I had to read a little bit of it. Let me pull it up real quick. And it's a fairly concerning, I want to see your reaction on this. New York Times. FDA proposes limits for lead in baby food.
Limits for lead in baby food.
Yes.
How about none?
That's what I was thinking too. The concerning part is the FDA is now proposing limits for lead. That means before
that. That means there wasn't before. Yeah, I thought of that. Yeah.
It says the agency estimated the guidelines could reduce young children's dietary exposure to lead by about 25%. What?
Wow.
It says the FDA on Tuesday proposed max limits for the amount of lead in baby foods like mashed fruits and vegetables and dry cereals after years of studies revealed that many processed products contained levels known to pose a risk of neurological and developmental impairment. Years. Yeah. We knew about this. That's why in 1978, the U.S. put an act in of like the lead paint in houses.
Yeah.
1978.
It's also part of why they went from leaded to unleaded gas.
Yeah. So it's blah, blah, blah. This is really important progress for babies, said Scott Faber, vice president of public affairs. Yeah, dumb. We were grateful that FDA has, and the Biden administration has made reducing toxic metals in baby food a priority.
Well, maybe as a baby food company, you should have been doing that on your own. You shouldn't have to wait for somebody to tell you, hey, you know what? That's toxic. Don't put that in your baby food.
Not just that. They said this study's been going on for years.
Yeah. So they know there's a study. Multiple.
So let's go with four. The Biden administration couldn't have had anything to do with you starting this study 4 years ago. Of, I wonder if this will fuck kids up.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they told you, we're doing this study.
Newsflash, lead fucks people up.
Yeah, lead's not good for you. And if there's this thing that's called
putting
lead,
it into a kid.
Lead poisoning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the new limits aimed at foods for children under two do not address grain-based snacks. So that's all, like if Teddy Grahams or something similar, like the little shaped crackers, that's still fine to have lead in it. Like, don't worry about that.
Oh, that's good.
It's
filling too.
That have also been found to contain high levels of heavy metals, and they do not limit other metals like cadmium that the agency and many consumer groups have detected in infant foods in previous years. Again, years.
Yeah. Well, I do like a little cadmium every once in a while. I usually just have it by itself, so I don't put it in food.
Something about calling the guidelines disappointing. It doesn't go far enough to protect babies from neurodevelopmental damage. Lead is in almost every baby food we've tested. And the action levels that FDA has set will influence almost none of that food. What?
Well, babies can protect themselves.
Yeah, I don't. And it's here, CDC, they're known for just like, wow, that was dumb. Okay, come on. Something intelligent. You ready for it?
All right.
The CDC has said there is no safe level of lead for children.
Good call.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Well, the CDC said something, right?
Who more readily absorb the heavy metal? The FDA proposed setting a lead level lower than 10 parts per billion in yogurts, fruits, and vegetables, and no more than 20 parts per billion in root vegetables and dry infant cereals. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't know the, like, 20 parts per billion. It doesn't seem like much, but guess what? It's still lead in your fucking food.
Yeah.
And that's, like, so...
And it's not just lead. Like, you said, there's heavy metals.
Yeah, so...
Not to be confused with the music, but the...
Yeah, and there's several other things in here that I'll get to also, but think of it like, so you have baby formula, and each one of those is a one part.
Yeah.
So, say there's a billion parts in a bottle, of tub, whatever, of formula. It's not going to be in across the board. They're going to sample it at the factory.
Yeah.
So, you could potentially get a tub that is half lead and half formula.
Yeah.
Because it's not an evenly distributed. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, I guarantee you this. Because they're both very close with the molecules and all between gold and lead. I'll guarantee you this. If they found gold in the baby food, they'd find a way to get all of it out.
Oh, yeah. Or oil.
Yeah.
We would liberate the fuck out of that.
On the molecular level, gold and lead are very, very close. So they would definitely find it.
Yeah.
There's only like one or two molecules different.
So blah, blah, blah. The move is part of the agency's Closer to Zero initiative. Here's an idea.
Zero.
Call it the Zero Initiative.
Yeah, please. I don't want lead.
Which is aimed at reducing the exposure of young children to toxins such as lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury. Right?
Yeah.
So, in 2020, the FDA set limits for inorganic arsenic in rice cereal for infants. What?
That's poison.
There used to be there still is an acceptable level, clearly, because they set limits. There's an acceptable level of inorganic arsenic.
But that's literally poison.
I don't know if you know what inorganic means, Mike.
What is inorganic?
It means it wasn't fucking of this earth. Like, it's man-made. Like,
yeah, it's not part of...
Yeah, it's not...
It's not like it's just found in rice.
It's not organic, free-range, GMO arsenic.
Yeah.
It's inorganic. It's inorganic arsenic.
It's organic arsenic. We grew it in the rice.
And in April of last year, it proposed max levels for lead in juice. There's lead in fucking everything we're giving to kids.
I drink juice.
Yeah, so that, yeah, it just keeps going on.
I'd say to get a juicer and some fruit, but there's probably lead in the fruit at the stores too.
It says the establishment of science-based regulatory limits for naturally occurring heavy metals. Like, yeah. Lead is a naturally occurring heavy metal on Earth.
Yeah. It's on the periodic table.
Yes, I don't understand what they're trying. So, who cares? They're dumb. And we're feeding babies lead.
All right, good. It'll make them heavier.
Acceptable.
It'll make them heavier so it's harder for people to abduct them. Because they got all the lead in them.
An acceptable level of
lead. Acceptable, yeah. So maybe they're not as heavy.
Yeah. So that's a thing. But,
why can't it be like an acceptable level of vitamins and minerals? Why is it why can't it be something good for them? Yeah, let's have a high level of this instead of any level at all of lead. I recommend no lead at all in any food.
I think it's because they don't want people to be healthy, Mike.
Oh, that could be
another conspiracy.
Yep.
But it's not really. Because, like, look at, like, growing up, like, milk does a body good. It really doesn't. Like, the whole, like, eggs and cholesterol, like, it's bad for you. Eggs are good cholesterol. Like, they're, like, everything that happened of, like, when I grew up, of them saying this is good, this is good, this is good. It's not.
Really? No, wait, no, no. Milk has got to do a lot of good because I drink milk.
Like margarine? Margarine's healthier than butter. Margarine is plastic.
I don't eat margarine, so I...
Margarine is basically plastic.
Yeah.
Like, that's... And butter isn't bad for you.
I like butter.
Like, that's anything in... what's that
word? I mean, I could, but I don't sit and eat a stick of butter, you know?
What is the word I'm looking for?
Moderation.
Yeah, thank you. Clearly, I know that one well. Anything out of moderation is bad for you. Like, you drink too much water, you can kill yourself. Like, you can drown yourself drinking water. So, like, butter is healthy because you need fats to survive. You need carbs. You need protein. You need, like, all kinds of different stuff. Everything, like, cereal, part of this healthy breakfast. Yeah, give me 18 cups of sugar for breakfast in a bowl of milk.
No, it's part of the breakfast. It's not. If you look at it, they have other things next to it. They want you to have toast with it. They want you to have other things.
Yeah, toast with margarine. White bread, enriched flour, white bread with high fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah, I try to stay away from white bread, to be honest.
They make some now that isn't just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, well, once I started eating the Sara Lee honey wheat, I stayed away from, like, every once in a while I'll pick up white bread because it's what's available.
Well, and it makes, I think, the best grilled cheeses.
But I like the honey wheat. I also like, I make grilled cheese with a brioche every once in a while.
Yeah, that's if I feel spendy.
And then sometimes I get that multigrain that we've talked about in the past. It's really good.
Yep.
Nice and thick. You put a bunch of cheese in there. You got yourself a sandwich.
I agree.
I mean a bunch of cheese.
So, here's another grocery store thing. It leads into something I was thinking about talking about. So I went to Costco with Josh.
Yes.
And to, I guess, step back a little bit, are you familiar with, like, simulation theory? Like, we're all in a, it's a simulation, and, like,
yeah, there's a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah, so, like, certain people are, like, players, and then there's, like, NPCs and whatever. So, that's, I have way more to explain than just this, but perfect example. Me and Josh go to Costco.
Yeah.
We're walking around doing all the taste tester things, and because it's free food, and I like eating. So, I walk up to taste tester guy and say, hey, how you doing? He goes, oh, I'm doing pretty well. How about you? Normal conversation.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, if I'd have known you had this, I would have got the other one and saved it so that I could have had both of these together. He goes, oh, you go get another one. I'm like, okay. So I go get another one. And we come back, same taste tester, old guy. And Josh says hi to him this time.
Yeah.
And he hit him with the biggest video game NPC response I have ever heard in my life, including in video games. I don't remember, like, exactly, yeah, but it was something to the effect of, yeah, the weather's crazy outside today, isn't it? Or, like, some, like,
wow,
like, he's already given you all the information you need for your quest, and here's a line.
Here's something that has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah, so, like, I looked at Josh, and immediately, did that guy just NPC you? And he's like, "That, yeah, I think so." And I tried to ask Josh, because this was like a month or two ago. I tried to ask him, I'm like, hey, do you remember what that guy said? And he's like, not really, but I remember it happening, but no, I don't remember what he said at all. So I think that's, they're out there.
Well, here's what I find, going along the lines of grocery stores, not NPC, but every once in a while I stop at a particular Walmart. And as you walk through there early in the morning, you will hear birds. There are birds living in that Walmart.
Oh, yeah. There's, when I worked at Food for Less, there was 3 birds living in the warehouse.
You'd hear them chirping in different aisles.
Yeah.
I always tried to catch them. I mean, not to catch them, but, I mean, walk over and see which one they're in. But they're in between the aisles, so you don't actually see them.
Go over to Sporting Goods, grab a Red Ryder. Yeah. You can take care of it for him, then just give him a bill.
Can I just bring my shotgun in?
That might be frowned upon.
I might be considered a mass shooting if I kill 4 birds. Anything killed more than four or more is considered a mass shooting.
I don't think birds are an exception to that rule, Mike.
Yeah, well.
But I think discharging a firearm within city limits is where
I think. But this is on tribal land, so I'll be fine.
Maybe.
I'm just hunting birds. I was in a store once where they were chasing birds down. They had nets and shit.
So
they were trying to catch it.
What?
Yeah, they're running through a Walmart. It was in Vegas.
They were SpongeBob jellyfish chasing this bird through the store.
Actually, there were, at one point they had a big net across 2 poles. They were doing the Great Outdoors when they were trying to get a bat out of the cabin in Great Outdoors. If you haven't seen Great Outdoors, you should probably see it.
It sounds familiar, but
it's got John Candy, Dan Aykroyd. They're in the Great Outdoors.
I definitely need to watch it because I love John Candy.
But they had these big, they're trying to get a bat out of the cabin. And that's what these people were doing with this.
They opened up a pool volleyball net to chase a bird out the store.
Basically.
Wow.
Also, there was this guy, he was dressed in all white and he was running with a net over his shoulder. And I thought, oh shit, this is like those guys taking the people to the crazy house in cartoons.
Child snatchers.
No, I thought they were taking somebody, like, somebody lost their mind. That's what they were showing in animated shows, old cartoons.
Yeah.
They'd run to go get somebody to take them to a crazy house.
Huh.
I expect to see a truck out front, like a paddy wagon.
Yeah, that's I don't know how I would react if I seen somebody SpongeBob jellyfish chasing a bird through a store.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. But I was already there. I needed to get some shit. So
you grab a net and join them? Or?
No, they didn't have another one.
I checked.
I just went there and got the shit I needed and left. It was weird. Guy was running past me with this net over his shoulder, chasing after a bird.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. So Mike brought over some pumpkin beer. It's, what is it, Dogfish Head?
Hogfish Head pumpkin beer, yes.
Called Pumpkin Ale. So we're gonna try. I'm gonna try this, and I'll get back to the simulation thing.
It's a good year. It's fruit forward.
It does. It smells amazing.
It really does smell really good.
Bam. Let me get back to simulation stuff because I have a couple questions I'm gonna ask you on that too. So, on the whole, because if you think about it like a video game, what do you think?
What do I think about video game or
the beer?
Oh, the beer's good. A little. I thought it was gonna be colder. I had it in the freezer, then I had it in the refrigerator, and then I put it in this cold bag.
I think it's fine. That's pretty good. It's still not as good as the Wasatch Pumpkin.
No, Wasatch is by far the best.
It tastes like you're drinking a pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top in a beer. It's amazing. So anyway.
But every once in a while downtown, when I hear people just yelling shit out, it does make me think, okay, this is Grand Theft Auto, and I'm hearing the non-player characters as I'm driving around town.
Yeah. So, like, in a video game, like GTA, for example, there's only a certain number of characters in the game.
Yeah.
Of, like, faces, designs, whatever. So, like, you see people that seem really familiar, like my Wish.com variation thing that I started doing and like doing. And there's also of, like, say you start the game and you meet somebody named Michaela.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the way across town, there's somebody that looks exactly like her that's called, like, Kayla. Or, like, Michelle, a very slight variation of the name. I've had that happen in real life multiple times. Of like, this person looks like a Michelle. It's like, no, it's Michaela. I'm like, that's a little too close to be coincidence. But also, there's only certain. So like, if you go city to city, there's sometimes the same characters.
Yeah.
In that new city. So, how many times have you interacted with either random people that you've met and know, but not on like a personal level, and at the same time, like random places that you didn't plan to go to, and you see people you know, friends, in that location?
Yeah, so I've been like, I lived in Omaha, all right, and I used to go to Hastings, which is, it's a ways away. It's on the other side of the state, basically, from Omaha. And I remember I was driving out there with a friend to visit him and hang out with him for like a week. And as we're out there, he goes, well, at least I know that you shouldn't run into anybody you know here. Because it seemed like every time we went anywhere, we went out, went places, I would run into somebody just about everywhere we went.
That's same with me.
And it irritated him. All over town, we'd run into people.
My old roommates in Vegas were always bothered by it. Because everywhere we go, I knew several people.
So we're on the way out, and he's like, yeah, we probably shouldn't run into anybody you know out here. We pull over to a gas station. He gets gas. We go in and get some snacks for the rest of the drive. In the gas station, in the middle of fucking nowhere in Nebraska, this guy's like, hey, Mike, what are you doing?
That's,
yeah.
I actually had one happen almost exactly like that.
And it happened again in actual Hastings, too, that same trip. I'm like, well.
I'll just do like top four because I could just keep going on about this all day. All
right.
The one that most recently happened on my way back up from Vegas, driving my dad's truck. So I stop and get gas in Fallon at the Maverick. So they park the truck. I'm going to go in, get, I don't remember, either cigarettes or something to drink, and lock the truck. And I start walking towards the gas station. And I see somebody walking out, and I'm like, that looks like a buddy of mine that I used to ride motorcycles with in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I know he drives trucks. I've met with him, had something to eat up here in Sparks. But like an unplanned everything trip, see him, and he looks over. I'm like, hey, what up, bro? And it's him. It's my buddy Anthony.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that a random gas station visit that wasn't planned of me getting there like 11:40 at night, run into somebody I know from Vegas.
Yeah.
And then I'll just do another two. So one of them, I went to San Diego like an off the cuff, a buddy of mine was like, hey, let's go. I think it was his sister's birthday.
Yeah.
So we left Vegas, go to San Diego, and we're drinking, partying because it's her birthday. Like, they're right next to that, the military base. And they're like, oh, if you've never drank with barracks Marines, you don't know what. They were sleeping like 2 hours in. Yeah, nothing special. You're not missing anything. So I ended up actually hanging out with their neighbors more because their neighbors had moonshine and we were just talking, like, talking about engines and whatever. So yeah, boring. So next morning we go to IHOP because we're like, fuck it. We're hungry. We want to eat. So we go to an IHOP in San Diego randomly on a randomly planned trip. I walk in. Hey, what's up, Joey? How you doing? A buddy of mine that I used to ride with in Vegas, used to go to nightclubs with in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, just random everything trip. I'm like, how did, okay. So it's a regular thing.
Well, here I got a good story. This is a really good one. I had gone back to Omaha to visit my dad. This is a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad really likes Outback Steakhouse. So we went to go eat Outback while I was there visiting him. And as we're on the way to the table, this guy yells out, hey, Mike, how's it going? And I look over. I'm like, oh, how you doing? You know, I hadn't seen him. I'm like talking to him. And he was somebody I actually met in Vegas. And I see him in Omaha. That was a weird one.
That's great. I can't remember who it was I was with. But we had met. I don't want to say it was like EDC, but it was something similar. And it ended up, like, meeting somebody that was, like, two streets over from where we lived.
Yeah.
Like, meet somebody that's your neighbor, but you meet them, like, 800 miles away.
Yeah. I did have an instance when I was in, I was just getting out of high school. And, because I had lived in one part of Omaha, we moved all the way across town.
Yeah.
And I was in elementary school when I moved. So we're at this party, me and some of my friends at this apartment. It's actually a really big party. We had a lot of fun. There were some fireworks going off. The fireworks actually kind of sucked because they ended up ruining the party. They draw the attention of the police. But but I'm walking along as we're leaving because police are coming because somebody decided to light off a bunch of fireworks.
Imagine that.
And this guy comes up to me. He recognizes me. He starts talking to me. He says, don't you reckon? Don't you remember me? And I'm like, I have no idea. And he tells me his name, and he told me that he knew me from my elementary school. And he knew the name, so we got it right. And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow.
We just kept going.
This last one is similar to that. So there used to be this bar in Vegas called Blind Tiger.
Right.
So I went with my brother, and I think this night it was just two other random friends. And I end up playing pool with this guy named Logan. And we bullshitted about music and pool and whatever for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just drinking, having fun, whatever. So fast forward, I don't know, 5-8 months, something. I went to Nocturnal Wonderland in Cali, like a small music festival.
Yeah.
That's EDM music. And I lose my friends that I go with. I went with like 6 different friends. Like, we all went together, like, got a hotel room. So, walking around, I don't know where anybody I went with is. Like, well, like, I'm sober. And walking around, like, let's try to, because I'm not going to spend, like, $15 on a beer.
It's
outrageous. So, I'm walking around, I'm like, I have to be able to find at least one of the people, because I'm probably one of the tallest people there, and so is one of my friends. So, I start walking up the hill. I'm like, here's an open, like, if it was a bigger festival, there would be another stage up here. Start walking to the open field, and I see this guy, and I'm like, that looks like Logan that I played pool with 8 months ago at Blind Tiger that one night. So I walk over to him, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Logan? I thought that was you. He gives me, like, this, who the fuck are you look? Like, he's talking with his fiance, and I'm like, I'm Jeremy, like, we played pool at Blind Tiger, like, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. He goes, and you still know my name? He's like, we played pool one time. He's like, it was for like an hour or two. I'm like, Yeah. Like, that's, we bullshitted about, like talked about the whole conversation again. And he's like, yeah, I don't understand how you could just pick me off from that far away of, like, oh, that's this guy. I mean, that's just how my brain works, one, and two, simulation. But, like, I can't find six people that I went with, but I can find in Cali, like, 5 hours away from Vegas.
Yeah.
But I can find somebody that I played pool with for 2 hours, one time, almost a year ago, randomly.
Yeah. I've had times where I've been out with people and got separated from my group and ended up with an entirely different group of people I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just simulation. And apparently I keep running into people that are also real players.
It's a glitch.
Yeah. So, yeah, fun stuff.
And there's a whole lot of glitches downtown. They seem to, it might be a glitch that there's that many glitches in one area.
It could be. I don't know. Could just be like the marketplace alley.
Well, it could be like, you know, in GTA. I mean, GTA 3, you hear the same shit said over and over. Like, you call that driving and we're going to Aruba. You'll just hear people say these things. Or, my brother's my mother's my sister. You'll just hear somebody say that.
Like, this isn't Alabama.
This is Liberty City. But I wanted to mention something a little on a different thing. I heard Chris Evans, Captain America,
mm-hmm.
went and visited Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah?
And he said something on Twitter about him being one tough motherfucker or something along those lines.
There's been a couple of Marvel people that have gone and visited him.
Maybe Ben Affleck should visit him. I mean, he was in the town. That's a hell of a movie.
I think I've seen it once.
He's done more than Hawkeye is what I'm getting at.
Well, yeah.
But everybody's like, Hawkeye from Avengers got injured in an accident. Yeah. No, the actor who plays Hawkeye got injured in an accident. Okay, that's good. Yeah. But apparently he broke 30 bones.
Wow.
Yeah. 30 bones.
30.
Now, I don't know. Like, it could be, like, two of them could be counted. Like, it could, like his femur could have been broken, and they count in two places, and they count that as two bones. I don't know.
No, because if you shatter a bone, you broke one bone, but you shattered it.
Yeah.
So if you broke 30 bones.
That's 30 bones.
You broke 30 bones, but you could have shattered 30 bones.
Yeah.
So, holy shit, 30 yeah. bones.
30 bones is what they said. That's what Chris Evans, I think, said.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a good one. Well, I guess, look at this way. It happened at the beginning of the year. So things can only go up from there, you got to think. You know? I started the year breaking 30 bones. It seems like from there, but where you can't go down.
I mean, you can, Mike.
Yeah, I know, but you got to hope you don't.
Especially if the femur is one of them. You can.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want the femur to be one. But he almost lost his leg. So yeah. It might have been.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of other things that can happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, because if you break your femur and it doesn't break correctly,
yeah,
it's a weird thing to say. But if it, if it doesn't break correctly, you can poison yourself because your blood, the bone marrow, and everything else like mixes together and will poison your whole bloodstream.
It was something to look forward to. But it's okay because there's arsenic in the food, so
yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, just apply a light lathering of baby food.
Yeah.
Roots and vegetables, because those are the ones that had the higher lead limit.
Perfect.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you do is you take a lighter to it and you hold it to it and you wait and see what melts out of it.
So we need to start making our own bullets and just go buy baby food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, lead melts at a low heat, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, and then you just scrape it off the top of the apples.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ.
It makes me not want to eat an apple.
Wait till I tell you what's on the outside of apples, Mike.
I already know.
Yeah, like an ounce of wax.
Oh, I know. When I do eat an apple, which I haven't eaten an apple in a long time, I peel the apple.
See, I like the taste of the peel. But I don't like the taste of the wax.
I don't find them.
So, like, if I can get, like, and they look dull, like, you can tell there's no wax on it.
Yeah.
I like getting those because they taste better. But I used to know a couple people and like, well, crazy lady across the street when she actually has some apples, like they're pretty good apples. So I'll go steal a couple.
But I've actually taken like a finger and run it across an apple and scraped a layer of wax off with my fingernail. I've seen the wax.
Oh yeah. Like I used to sit there with a pocket knife or like a kitchen knife and just sit there and like not peel it, but like just flat scrape the apple and just like make a wax pile on the table.
See, now me, I don't find the peel to be all that appealing. So that's why I like to use an apple peeler.
Oh, okay.
I prefer to not have the peel. I also don't much care for the wax. If I wanted wax, I could just eat a candle.
Yeah.
Get one that tastes, it smells like pumpkin pie and eat that, you know? I am a fan of pumpkin pie. It does not have to be a certain time of the year.
There's plenty of things that have like paraffin, paraben, whatever, like all the 18,000 different kinds of waxes in it too.
Well, I chew rubber all the time.
I would imagine you do.
Well, because bubble gum, gum, I chew gum at work all the time. And gum is made with the same rubber that they make tires out of.
Sometimes.
Well, not the good kind is. They don't like it when I go to Discount Tire and just start grabbing tires to start chewing on them.
I would be willing to bet there's less lead in juicy fruit than in baby food.
Oh, probably. I do like juicy fruit.
Who do we call for that?
I don't know. Not Ghostbusters.
Well, it's can't really trust it. Well, the CDC said there's no safe level, so they might know.
They might know.
This time.
But there was something that, years ago. I remember it was... it was around 2011, 2012. They were talking about the levels of arsenic in apple juice.
Well, I think that has to do with the apple seeds. Because that's organic arsenic.
Yeah, but there was other things. I remember there was the problem that, like, shouldn't give your kids too much apple juice because this is in here.
Yeah. But like, so, well, I probably shouldn't say that on here.
A lot of kids eat apple juice. Yeah, I mean, drink apple juice.
Yeah, just like apple seeds, because they can be poisonous in large amounts, just like everything else can kill you in large amounts. Surprise. But like apple seeds, because they're so small, if you have like a handful of apple seeds and eat it, you're probably going to get really sick. So I would imagine.
I don't imagine somebody doing that, though.
I would imagine at an apple juice factory, they just. Like softball throw these apples into a vat.
Yeah.
And they're just sludged in a giant
screw. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if they, I don't know the fucking process. If the seeds just all settle to the bottom or like grind up and all the sediment, whatever, and that's all, mostly seed dust.
Yeah.
That can potentially cause issues. Yes.
Yeah.
So then you could have 1 gallon of apple juice that has 100 apple seeds in it, and you have one that has none.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because your juice could come from the top of it, and somebody else's could come from the bottom.
Exactly. That's why you get treetop.
Yes. I was actually going to mention treetop. But when you were saying about the apple seeds, that reminds me. I was watching one of my favorite comedies, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Dennis had eaten an apple, and he accidentally swallowed some apple seeds. And he's like, should I throw up? He's like, yes, you should absolutely throw up. That was Charlie saying to it. But then he sees Mac later, and he's like, I actually swallowed some apple seeds. He's like, oh, you should throw up. He's like, I tried. I couldn't. He's like, oh, smoke a cigarette. The smoke will go in, and it'll kill the toxins in your stomach.
Yeah, I knew there was a reason I kept smoking.
So you can eat apples and apple seeds.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, how often, you know, I mean, when I go to a movie, what I like to do is get a box of apple seeds and just eat them and watch a movie.
Like cookie dough bites or Mike and Ike's? Nah, let me get those.
Let me get some apple seeds.
Let me get those nothing but the core apple seeds.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you're living, you know, if you really do it, you can do it. You can get some caramel covered, some chocolate covered.
Well, and you got to have some watermelon seeds, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever have people tell you when you were little that, like,
eat a watermelon seed, it'll grow?
Yeah, it'll grow in your stomach.
Yeah, I never believed that.
What kind of stupid shit are these people smoking? Like,
I'm so funny. Let me make a kid think that.
Like, I never believed it.
One, Karen. No, and that's actually one of the ladies that told me growing up in Georgia, her name was Karen. No, it's not a thing. Like, I think the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, no, why would... And then I thought for a little bit. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. There's this thing called chlorophyll.
Yeah.
That needs to happen, like sunlight, soil, not acid.
I was like, yeah, it's not going to stay in my stomach long enough to actually grow into a tree in my stomach. Would you like another pumpkin?
Please.
But it reminds me, there was a kid's book that I read when I was growing up. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I had a bad habit of taking my thumb and kind of pushing food onto my fork with my thumb. I was learning to use the fork.
From like on your plate?
Yeah.
Or like picking it up and then stabbing the fork.
No, like I did that too. But no, I'd actually like push onto a spoon some food onto it. And in this book, a kid did the same thing. And then he got seeds under his thumbnail, and it grew this long plant out of us under his thumbnail. And yeah, I never believed that was going to happen either.
Okay. It was a Curious George and a half.
I did like Curious George, I'm not going to lie.
Little Frankie Fork Fingers.
I liked Curious George, and I liked Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
I still remember Curious George eating the puzzle piece.
Book-wise, I don't know what I grew up with the most. Because, like, I definitely read Clifford. I read Curious George. But I don't know that there was any that stuck out. Like, cartoons I could name. I have rattled them off on here.
How could you not remember Curious George eating a puzzle piece and having to go to the hospital and get surgery to save him? It was traumatic.
I don't know.
I was so upset. Not really.
Are you sure you weren't puzzled?
I was puzzled, yes.
The man in the yellow hat.
Yeah, well, that one's a... I don't know about that guy.
Fashionista. Yeah, no, I don't remember, like, any massive books that were, like, major game players in my childhood.
There was another book called Fighting and Biting. Then there was one that we read in school that I remember really well was The Giving Tree.
I mean, like, I remember a bunch of books, but I don't know of any that were, like, had to read this or had to read that. Like, Wishbone was annoying as shit, especially, like, when they made it a TV series. It was just super annoying.
We had to read The Giving Tree in class. I remember thinking, that guy's fucking selfish. That tree gave its entire life to him, and he still wants fucking more.
But I mean, you go back to like the golden books, like the Tawny Scrying Lion, or like I don't think these are golden books, but like the Hungry Caterpillar and the Rainbow Fish. That's, I don't remember any like massively.
I remember one, a friend of mine and his kid had. It was Pokey the Little Puppy.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I read it to the kid. I didn't.
That was a golden book. It was right next to Tawny Scrying Lion.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I remember the Golden Book, so. I liked Magazine. I remember that too. I liked Magazine was something in elementary school.
That's, I always did the, like the You Find It, whatever magazines that were in Dennis' office.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was almost Waldo. Like, Waldo was dope.
Yeah, I never got Waldo.
There was a couple of Waldo magazines in a couple different dentist or doctor's offices, but then there was always the ones of like find like six toothpicks across the whatever.
I always like to find the differences pictures.
And half of them are already circled because some little shithead sat there and their mom didn't slap them.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't yours. Don't draw on it. But yeah, no, the find the differences ones are pretty fun.
Like, there'll be a table with a missing leg, and it'll be on the other one. And
yeah.
Yeah. I used to play that on the Mega Touch machine I mentioned last week.
Yeah.
I mean, not last week, yesterday. But for the people listening, it's last week.
Yeah, that's there's often that I think too hard about the differences of, like, most of them are like cartoon animated, whatever drawings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, like, he's got 8 pieces of hair on the top of his head and they're all at like a 40 degree angle. Like, what's it on this other one? Why am I thinking like this?
Yeah, I've done that too. And I'm like, no, it's not going to be that. That's too much. But, at the MagaTouch machines that are always sitting on bars.
Yeah. I used to do that in a couple different bars in Vegas.
Yeah. They always have their photographs with differences.
Yeah.
But there was, on one of those MagaTouch machines at, which I'm going to say the name and it's going to get a laugh. But the name of it was, Spank the Monkey. But it's nothing weird because it's just
sure.
The character on the screen that is just a clown with a club that happens to hit a monkey, and the monkey goes flying, and it takes your top 5 scores and the highest one.
Yep,
puts all those scores together. It's very common for a muscular clown to smack a monkey.
I'm sure it is.
But it goes flying, and like I said, and then it takes your top 5 scores, and that's your final score. Well, I had the high score on that for like 3 or 4 years. Eventually, they took the machine out, so I didn't have the high score anymore.
That's the only way they could get rid of you.
Somebody put their name on there, because anyway, I played it, and I had the high score, and then they beat my high score. And they put their high score as, you can't beat me.
Did you beat them and say, I beat you?
I beat him, and then when the next time he worked, I was like, yeah.
No, I can't beat. Did you put your name as I beat you?
No, I just put my actual name. Oh. I wanted to make sure he knew. Because, well, I mean, anybody could put I beat you.
Yeah.
And it went, but no, I put my name, and I'm like, yeah, you said I couldn't beat you. Flip the machine towards him, because he was a bartender. I was like, see? Yeah. I win.
Yeah.
And it stayed there. So, like, every week I'd go in, hey, look, I still beat you. They haven't come back and got me yet. And he tried. Another guy tried, too. He was in there all night. And how'd you do it? I'm like, I played it. I'm not going to tell you how to beat me.
Yeah.
He never came close.
Yeah, no, I've been a high score chaser for a while on quite a few different things. Like, one of my favorite things is, like, at conventions, like, they have the different games that you can, like, that's how I won the all-in-one computer we used to use for the recording these. I won that at, what was it? I think Square Trade, the company that does the warranty stuff for, like, Sam's Club and Costco or whatever.
Yeah.
They had a booth where they had a bunch of different touchscreens set up, and, like, it was not Space Invaders, but, like, the one where you fly the plane and, like, you can shoot. Like, you have to pick
1942?
That doesn't sound familiar.
That was one where you go side to side on the screen. You can pick up different power-ups and you get bigger guns.
It's basically that.
Yeah.
But without shooting.
Oh.
So, yeah, kind of dumb, but, like, figure out how the game works. And, like, the top five people with the high scores get one of the all-in-one touchscreen computers from the booth at the end of the week.
Yeah.
So I started playing it and I'm like, okay, like I'm doing okay. And I get to like number 4 and then I'm like, start watching other people play it. I'm like, I start noticing a couple things. I'm like, all right. So you fly around or you can collect points or whatever. And it's like 100 points. And then you can collect a shield and that's a lot of points. But when you have a shield, no more shields drop. So I started, like, collect everything, get a shield, hit something. Collect everything, get a shield, hit something. I went from pulling numbers out of my ass. But it was, like, say the top person's score was, like, 1,500.
Yeah.
My score after I started trying it like that was, like, 7,000. Like, shit on them. And they're like, wow. Like, everybody around watching. And then a couple other people started trying to do that too, but then they weren't very good at it. So I got first place, so I got the computer. And I told them, I'm like, hey, I'm a Vegas local. Like, let me know. I'll come pick it up so you don't have to pay like $45 in shipping.
Yeah.
Because not only are you shipping it, you're shipping it from the convention center. I will come pick it up. And they're like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, all right, that's okay.
You should have just said, give it to me now. We can stop all this because nobody's beating me.
Yeah, no, like that's, I came back like right before the deadline and somebody had come within like 400 or 500 points of me. And that was it. Like I still had four places worth of room.
Yeah.
And then the Amex booth, I think I said on here before, like I won an Amex $500 gift card. So they changed a lot of their rules at that booth because of me. So the first year I went to CES, they had, it's basically about like small business and like, cause American Express Surprise is a credit card company that wants you to use them as banking. And so a lot of it is like, what do you do for small business? This and this and that. And it was basically like a quiz of, here's a question. Here's four answers to pick from. And you have a certain time limit to get however many right as you can.
Yeah.
So, and you get 100 points right for each one. So, first time I went, it was like the top person was like 1,600 points. And you can sit over on the couch and like just to learn because they want people to buy to have Amex cards of go through the questions. So with how my mind works is like keyword association with tests. So yeah. I don't have to read the full question. I don't have to read the full answer anymore after I get it once of connect the dots with these two words.
Yeah.
So I just started like, okay, I'm learning all the questions and the answers and just flying through it. I'm like, okay. So I go up on stage and they're like, all right, go. And start just whizzing through it. And again, just absolutely crush the score.
Yeah.
And then they had no limit on how many times you could do it a day. So I did it another like four times. Because they had like the top five showed up on the high score list. They didn't have it so you could only be one high score spot. So at one point, I was number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. So...
I can see why they would change that.
They changed the high score list so that you can only be on there once, which completely understandable.
Yeah.
That year, they didn't do anything about how many times you could do it a day. The next year they did it, you could only do it two times a day because of me. Because
yeah.
I kept coming back. And I forget, there was something else that they did too. But yeah, it was like, I'd go back and like, it was the same guy that was like announcing it every year. And I go back, Troy, I think his name was.
Yeah.
It was a fucking cool dude. Did a lot of different conventions in Vegas. And come back around and do it all the time. And finally, I got the $500 gift card the time that I totaled my dad's truck.
See, I had a thing where we were doing a raffle. We did multiple raffles throughout the year because we put the money towards... different charity things that we did as a company at the place I was working at the time. And me, I would look at how many people had bought tickets and figure out the odds on how many it's going to take for me to win most of the prizes.
Yeah.
So I'd buy those and then they'd be drawing the tickets and they'd be, oh, it's Mike again. Maybe we should redraw. I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah, no.
No. I win, I get the prize. So, like, I won a cake, I won some show tickets, I won some gift cards, I won this ring that I didn't need, so I gave it to somebody at work who liked it. I mean, I won most everything.
I've done that, but not with the calculating the odds and, like, whatever. Like, I'll get the normal number of, like, if it's a Halo midnight release party.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody gets, like, four raffle tickets. I ended up finding, like, two on the ground. That sucks to suck.
Yeah.
And somebody had to leave and I was bullshitting with them. They're like, you want my raffle? Yeah. Like, because I'm a personable person. Like, there's a couple bonuses. And I ended up got a t-shirt, a hoodie, a poster signed by the whole team, a controller. I think I got another t-shirt and I'm like, you know what? No, I already have a t-shirt. Like, give that to somebody else. Like, I'm not going to sit here and take everything.
See, I've actually had instances with those midnight releases where I Like this one guy, he tried to cut in front of me in line. And he was kind of being a dick. He was just really rude and kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And I heard him talking to the guy with him. The guy said, standing next to him, how he was going to get this special edition guidebook. And I'm walking up in line and I'm like, yeah, I'm not even going to get a guidebook. I'm going to play the game. And then when I get up to the line, they're like, oh, did you want to get the guidebook? It's the last one.
I would yes, love I do. It.
Yes, yes, I want it. If there's two left, I'll take both. You had to see the look in this guy's face behind me. So upset.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was not happy. I'm like, well, don't worry. They still got the regular ones. You can get one of those.
Yeah. The shitty ones. How many of you have left? 8? I'll take those two.
No, the ones that have the hardcover, the soft cover that's going to rip and you're going to lose pages. Yeah, you can get one of those. I got the hardcover. It's got special edition shit in the inside. And that'd be really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I have, I don't know, probably too many still. I think like 6. I need to look through them and see if they're worth anything. Because I still have from the
one. I'm going to take it home and put it on the pile.
I went to E3 one year. And I think it was when either Witcher 2 or Witcher 3 came out.
Yeah.
So I have like the full, and I have like 2 or 3 sets of it because somebody just left a bag sitting there. So, okay, thanks. This is mine now. Of like a press kit. So it came with like the Witcher 3, like full art book.
Nice.
Of like a thick, like an inch thick of video game. Like, here you go, everything. Like posters for Assassin's Creed. Like everything that came out that year. And it's just been sitting in one of the boxes over there.
That reminds me, I turned on my Xbox and my PlayStation yesterday to see what I was in the mood to play.
You're going to see which one's louder?
And, I just wanted to decide, because sometimes I'm looking, I'm like, I want to play a game, but I don't know which. So I wanted to download something for my PlayStation. And I'm looking through and I realized, for some reason, there was a couple games I have downloaded on both systems. And I'm like, well, I do need to clear up a room. Maybe I should get rid of shit that I already have on my Xbox.
Well, I mean, if you already have it, like, purchased, you don't have to download it right now.
Oh, I know.
It'll always stay purchased.
But no, I wasn't buying it. It was through Game Pass, but I wanted to download it so I could try the game.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I probably don't need this game on both systems, especially since I'm further along in it on the PlayStation 5. On the Xbox, I'm already this far into it. On the PlayStation 5, I haven't even turned it on.
Yeah. You probably don't need that.
Yeah. So I got rid of the computer. That was an easy choice, and I had to free up some space. When you threw the bottle opener on the floor, you should have thrown it a little closer.
Oh, I didn't know you were waiting for it.
I was going to get up and get it, but I keep talking. Yes, we are drinking pumpkin beer and talking to our fans.
Yeah, about not pumpkins.
Yes. Not pumpkins. The pumpkins that have all those little things on them. I'm having a hell of a time opening this.
Yeah, it's not a great bottle opener.
No, they have those pumpkin, they look like they've got some kind of growth on them. They look like little knobs with some kind of, I don't know.
Are you talking about the stem, Mike?
No, I'm talking about the actual outer
part. The green part. That no, comes that does
not. I'm talking, it literally looks like if you saw it looks like the pumpkin has a skin disease.
Okay. I'm glad you're not talking about the stem, because I was concerned for a little bit.
No, I know what the stem is.
Okay. A lot of people cut it off when they do their jack-o'-lantern and then put it back on for some reason. Yeah, that's the stem. Yeah, no, some gourds, squashes, I don't remember what other names there are for those.
Like, if you see them in the produce department, they'll have the weird growth shit on it.
I think that's just a different kind of squash, Mike.
It's a different kind of gourd, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they have pumpkins that do have that. They need love, too. So go ahead and buy them and carve them.
Oh, those are for flattening to music.
Like, yes.
Smashing pumpkins.
Like smashing pumpkins, yes. Yeah, a friend of mine and I, we smashed a bunch of pumpkins in front of his place at one time. And then we realized that smashing pumpkins becomes cleaning up pumpkins. We didn't like that part as much, so we...
Depending on where you smash them, yes, it does.
Well, it was in his yard, so we eventually had to clean them up.
Yeah. Unless you have, like, I could probably get away with it with how many birds and rabbits and quail and everything I have.
Oh, yeah.
Probably get away with at least one or two.
Oh, absolutely.
You might have to do that next year.
Smash some pumpkins?
Yep.
I don't know. I like pumpkin things. I like pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie, pumpkin donuts, pumpkin coffee.
Good. I got some pumpkin pie ice cream from Smith's. You can have some if you want before you leave, but it's not the greatest.
No, that,
it's like they got a couple spices right.
I hate when that happens.
But it tastes too much like just fake.
I bought a pumpkin pie recently, and it was just not good.
That's still Turkey Hill pumpkin pie ice cream. The fucking best I've ever had.
I had an apple pie recently. I bought a half an apple pie.
That's weird.
They sell them. They have a...
Nope. You bought a half-eaten pumpkin apple pie. Keep going.
Somebody ate the other half. And,
bought an apple pie at a thrift store.
Goodwill. It was not good. It was like they forgot to do things. Like, there should be, like, cinnamon and some flavors in there. I shouldn't be like I'm eating a raw apple. It should be like there's some flavor with the apple.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's like getting potato. It's not exactly like it, but you'll get it. Of getting potato salad where the potatoes are not cooked.
Yeah, I saw somebody eating some of that recently.
Like, what was that? I'm like, oh, that was a potato. I'm like that. Nope. Take it back.
But I thought potato salad was just a bunch of potatoes sitting on top of lettuce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
With mayo just lathered on top. That sounds awful.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, you can follow us then.
You can follow our culinary suggestions.
Don't ask Mike for potato salad recipes. Oh, but we're over an hour, so we can fucking figure out whatever. And we're still waiting on the SD card to, we were going to do video today, but.
We'll try to do video for the next episode, so it'll probably be in a couple of weeks.
Yep, at least two.
Yeah.
We should try some out before we do another one, though, so we know
how
it goes or what to do, or if anybody knows a decent video editing software. That isn't holy shit pricey. Please let me know. Message me, call me, talk to me, whatever.
Put on our Facebook, our Twitter.
Yeah, just let me know what it is because I don't want to spend like $40, $50 a month. I don't, if it's like $200 one time fee, I might be okay with it if it's a great software.
Yeah, but I don't want to subscribe.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do, yeah, whatever. Facebook and Instagram at Some Offense Intended. Twitter at Some Offense Pod. And last time I said I would look up the YouTube link and I completely forgot because that was yesterday.
I forgot too.
Probably next week. Next week. Whatever. Talk to you later. Goodbye.